So Marjorie, as you return to London, you should take this teaching which I have given you and contemplate it carefully so that you can establish yourself in mindfulness and clarity. I have had little opportunity to give you instruction, but in this time you have been able to study the real meaning of our practice. Your stay here hasn't been easy, and I've thought of you with compassion many times. You arrived in Thailand and came directly to Wat Nong Pa Pong. Things are very different here, surrounded by forest and in a strange place. It's like being a lost child. Sometimes you've come to see me and I've seen the tears start to roll down your cheeks. When I've seen the tears, it has really gladdened me. Why was I glad? Because I know you're being pushed to study and realize truth. For us humans, if the tears don't come, we don't really accept truth. Now I expect the tears have dried up and you're at ease. If we don't get them out, they keep coming, wherever we are. If we're in Thailand, the tears keep coming. Or back in London, the tears still flow. It's the water of suffering. But if we're done with our suffering, we can be done with our tears and experience real happiness. So I'll close here. And in April, if I have sufficient merit, I'll be flying to London and I'll be seeing you there. In the meantime, when you return, please visit Ajahn Sumedho and the monks there and send my best wishes for their happiness. I hope, Marjorie, that you will take this teaching and practice with it for the ending of suffering. Come to an end of suffering before the end of this life. That way, you can be peaceful and at ease. May this practice lead you to happiness. May it help you grow in truth. May you be freed from the suffering of birth and death.